This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
President's political message.
This is the kind of thing that will keep Democrats boiling.
Holiday travelers brace for trouble.
1 in 4 flights are being delayed on departure.
Helping teachers pay the rent.
We had a teacher who was delivering pizzas.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, President Biden calls on Americans to fight for the soul of the nation. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says he used a Philadelphia speech to accuse former President Trump and his supporters of attacking democracy.
Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
The president took direct aim at his predecessor and members of the Republican Party.
MAGA Republicans do not respect the Constitution. They do not believe in the rule of law. They do not recognize the will of the people.
Visiting President Biden's hometown of Scranton, Pennsylvania, before the president spoke, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy argued Americans are not better off.
What you take home after inflation and taxes is lower now than when Joe Biden took office.
While McCarthy focused on pocketbook issues, concerns about threats to American democracy are now a top issue for voters. Former President Donald Trump called into a conservative radio show and vowed to pardon those who participated in the deadly attack on the Capitol.
Yeah, I will look very, very favorably about full pardons if I decide to run and if I win.
That's exactly the kind of thinking the president said must be rejected.
The former president's lawyers were at work yesterday pushing for a special master to get access to the government documents seized from his home by the FBI.
Judge Eileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, was skeptical of the Justice Department's arguments that a former president can't assert executive privilege. She said prosecutors may be overreading a 1977 Supreme Court case involving the Nixon tapes, saying the matter is not as cut and dried as the Justice Department makes it seem. Judge Cannon asked if the intelligence community might continue its review of any possible national security damage, while a special master looks over whether any of the seized material might be privileged and should be kept away from the FBI, the prosecutors, and the courts. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News at U.S. District Court in West Palm Beach.
The CDC has signed off on the new updated COVID-19 vaccines. The new booster shots target Omicron variants and should be available in days. Well, gas prices and airfares have come down, and CBS's Chris Van Cleve says millions of us are off on a final summer getaway.
If it's Labor Day weekend, the Steinberger family is on the move, usually flying out of New York for one last summer adventure. But this year, they're hitting the road.
The fear of our family being stuck in the Caribbean or in another part of the United States definitely did weigh into our decision on doing a drivable destination.
While the national average for a gallon of gas has fallen steadily for the last 11 weeks, driving will still cost the Steinbergers about 20% more than it would have last year.
If I had a dollar every time I had a canceled flight, I wouldn't have to work.
And for flyers, more than 2,000 flights have already been canceled so far this week. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg says airline performance is improving, but there's more work to do.
How do you feel about going into the Labor Day weekend? I do think the steps that have been taken so far are going to be helpful going into Labor Day, but I also do not believe that the system is where it needs to be.
The Kremlin says the arrival of a UN team at the nuclear plant in Ukraine is a positive step. The extent of their access is not clear. Now to Argentina, where the country's president says there was an assassination attempt targeting Vice President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner. It happened at a protest outside her home. Video shows a man with a gun just inches from her head. The trigger was pulled, but the gun did not fire. The suspect is under arrest.
This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move, or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
A retired New York City police officer has received the longest prison term linked to the attack on the U.S. Capitol. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
The judge has sentenced Thomas Webster to 10 years in prison and ordered him to pay restitution. Webster was convicted at trial of charging at, tackling, and dragging a police officer. He argued self-defense, but the jury didn't buy it and convicted him in just hours.
According to newly disclosed emails first reported by the Washington Post, Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, reached out to Wisconsin lawmakers in November 2020, asking them to reverse Donald Trump's election loss in the state. It's known she made a similar effort in at least one other state, Arizona. There's a power crunch in California now because of a heat wave. How's that sitting with people who invested in electric vehicles?
Owners of Teslas and other electric cars here in California are being asked not to charge their vehicles between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. That has prompted some to ask questions about an eventual complete conversion to electric cars.
Well, there's no way we could keep up right now if we suddenly went to 100% clean cars.
Severin Borenstein of the University of California says 100% will consume a lot of power.
It's about an extra 30%.
Experts in the field say this will be one of the challenges as clean cars become more popular. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Los Angeles.
In California's Bay Area, where housing costs are high and many teachers struggle to make ends meet, there's a new place to call home.
Very spacious, extremely roomy.
A 122-unit apartment complex built for teachers and staff on school property. For the average two-bedroom unit in this neighborhood,
you're going to easily pay over $3,000 a month.
Biology teacher Michaela Ott's rent is nearly half that, $1,600 a month.
If I hadn't gotten housing, it would have been really challenging for me.
Meet Eric Willemsey.
Gather around.
Who says until he got a teacher's apartment, he couldn't coach cross country.
Delivering pizzas actually pays more than coaching, but having this subsidized, you know, teacher housing, oh man, it's a godsend.
Jonathan Vigliotti in Daly City, California.
The Williams sisters came up short at the U.S. Open. Serena and Venus could not recapture their magic as a doubles team, losing in the first round. It was their first pairing since 2018. The most listened to song of the summer?
You know it's not the same as it was.
That one from Harry Styles, according to Spotify, and 10 Spanish language tunes are among the 20 most streamed.
If you're constantly on the hunt for a good deal, then you need Rakuten. Rakuten is the smartest way to save money when you shop because members get cash back at over 3,500 stores across every category, including fashion, beauty, electronics, home essentials, traveling, dining, and more. You're already shopping at your favorite stores. Why not save while you're doing it? It's a no-brainer. Get the Rakuten app now and join the 17 million members who are already saving. Cashback rates change daily. See Rakuten.com for details. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Your cashback really adds up.
Music meets marketing, this time in the toy department.
Get on your feet.
Gloria Estefan celebrating the start of National Hispanic Heritage Month with her own Barbie, and she debuted it on her 65th birthday.
Gloria. Gloria's Barbie.
Estefan is Cuban, and the doll sports the same look from her music video for Get On Your Feet. She earned a Grammy for the song back in 1989. The Barbie's part of Mattel's signature music collection, which includes dolls of David Bowie, Ella Fitzgerald, and Elvis. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
Tropical storm Danielle picked up strength in the Atlantic. It's forecast to become the first hurricane in an unusually quiet storm season. Danielle is currently not a threat to land. It's expected to meander in the ocean over the next several days. And that's the CBS World News Roundup for Friday, the 2nd of September. The broadcast is produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.
Nancy's love story could have been ripped right out of the pages of one of her own novels.
She was a romance mystery writer who happens to be married to a chef.
But this story didn't end with a happily ever after.
When I stepped into the kitchen, I could see that Chef Brophy was on the ground, and I heard somebody say, call 911.
As writers, we'd written our share of murder mysteries. So when suspicion turned to Dan's wife, Nancy, we weren't that surprised.
The first person they look at would be the spouse.
We understand that's usually the way they do it.
But we began to wonder, had Nancy gotten so wrapped up in her own novels?
There are murders in all of the books.
That she was playing them out in real life? You can listen to Happily Never After, Dan and Nancy, early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show, because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.